7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Synthesizer Pate.
Synthesizer Pate.
Synthesizer Pate.
That's a name.
You. Okay, pay attention. I'm here. I know what's happening. Because the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Synthesizer Committee. That's right, it's Synthesizer Day here on the Dubious Goals Committee. And that's why we had that very early visit from Synthesizer Patel. What's Synthesizer Patel doing today? I don't know. I wish I knew. I wish he was here right now. We could play synthesizers and then have a nice curry. And some samosas. God, yes, that's what I want. Samosas. Huh. Yeah, where am I going to get samosas today? Yeah, not happening. So what are we doing? What's going on? Yeah, it's synth day. Why is it synth day? Because, once again, it's about a million degrees outdoors, although it's... I was going to say it's slightly cooler, but by which I mean 1 or 2 degrees, which is... in American degrees, so for regular people degrees, 1 to 0.5 degree. It's going to be brutal tomorrow. So yeah, so it's only supposed to get up to 99 degrees today. Sweet. 99 American, what's that in metric? I don't know. Almost 40. 40, 41, I don't know. It's in there somewhere. So the first thing that needs to happen is I need to drink some tea. And I gotta get ready, because I gotta tell you about this thing that I made last night. I made 2 things last night. I made a drum beat. Made this neat little drum groove. It's only 2 bars, and this is sort of a reaction to what I did like 2 nights ago, which I didn't even tell you about. I was working on this drum beat that was 8 bars long. And after I did, I don't know, 45 minutes worth of work on it or whatever, I thought, no, I hate this. I don't like this. Good jig one yin today. So I started over. I thought, you know, I don't want this, but when I was making the big long drum beat, I had created a hi-hat pattern that I really liked. I thought, oh, that was really cool. That's really cool. That would be neat standalone, neat thing, and but. So anyway, last night I decided to redo the whole thing, and I used that little idea, and it turned out pretty good. And we're going to listen to that here in a minute. Let's see, what else have I done? What other awesome stuff have I... Oh yeah, the most awesome thing I did last night. Oh great, and here's the cat. Hi, Bunklins. Now I'm not going to be able to do anything if I have to deal with the cat and the committee at the same time. Go drink some water. Go drink kitty water. No, don't rub your face against the thing. You almost pushed the buttons anyway. Yeah, I had to build a thing last night. I had to build an electronical deal. It's very electronical. And basically, all it is a piezo trigger. And the funny thing about the piezo trigger is I of course made it much more difficult than it needed to be. When I thought, how am I going to do this? I said, oh, it'll be easy. I'll just set up a 555 chip as a one-shot. Then I'll trigger the one-shot with the piezo and then feed the output of the 555 into my synth. And it'll be cool. And then I thought, okay, all I got to do now is sort of condition the piezo output so it doesn't kill the 555. Well, as I was working on that, halfway through thinking about it, I realized, no, wait a minute, if I have to condition this signal so much that it has to be a certain this, that, the other thing for the 555, that's just the same as what I need for my synth. So why do I need the 555 circuit at all? If I'm going to condition the signal directly out of the piezo, I can just feed it right into the synth, right? So, Yeah, you can hear the cat licking my fingers now. Why are you licking the microphone? Cat is licking the mic. She's licking my fingers here. I kill the music here. Yeah, hi, what are you... Yeah, what are you doing licking the microphone? What are you doing such... What are you doing? You're a crazy cat. You're too crazy. You're... Okay, let's stop doing this because now you're just being weird. And now it's just weird. Okay, hold on. Maybe if we move my... Okay, my cat just wants to lick my fingers for some reason. All right, what did I eat earlier? I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, so I made this thing. So after I realized I was making things much too difficult for myself, I thought, am I being stupid? And then I consulted Stug once again. And I said, hey, can we just do this? And he's like, yeah, you can do that, or you can just do it like this. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, well, okay, yeah. And so I finally started putting together some proof of concept stuff last night. And I got it together, and it's sitting here right in front of me, and I would show it to you, but A, I can't pick anything up because my hand is being licked by my cat. And two, you can't see it anyway because this is a radio show, not a video thing.
Kissing like a bandit, stealing time underneath a sycamore tree. Cupid by the Austin Valentine's to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly but surely. Well, to kiss and tell her wishing well, a crocodile she'd say. Hey, if you can, I want hugging like a monkey see, monkey do. Float through my head, say I wanna be a midnight rambler. Quickly, but quickly, the blood races through my veins. Quickly, loudly, I wanna hear those sugar bells ring. Wish me love a wishing well, to kiss and tell. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, the kiss and tell, oh, wishing well, a crocodile, she get up.
Okay, Yeah, hi. That was sort of a mistake. I was going to drop Janie Jones by The Clash in there while I watered the cat, who has now come back out here to bother me some more. But instead we got Terrence Trent D'Arby. Although he does go by a new name these days. What is it? Sananda Mataya. Metropolis? Sananda Maitreya. Or something to that effect. Pippa, what are you doing? And now the cat's messing with stuff, and I'm trying to play you a cool beat. This beat that I made last night is the synth on. Synth is on. And the drum beat goes like this. No. You're no stealing the dice bags. No, this is not for kitties. The cat just grabbed the plastic bag. The cat just grabbed the plastic bag that holds my woodland creatures dice, and she tried to make off with it. She loves to chew on plastic. But no, you're not chewing on that. Those are my woodland dice. Okay. So yeah, my cool drum groove. Just two bars long, and it repeats, and it's neat. So what are we gonna do with it? I have no damn idea. But let's kill this, because I want to go over to the other synth and I want to test out the new Magic Piezo box. Okay. All right, let's get over here and let me sit down. And is this stuff on? That's a yes. We don't need that. We're basically going to need that. Okay, so what I've done is I've put this little piezo disc in a box. Actually, I put it on a little plastic box, my little test box. I got this little plastic test box that whenever I'm testing out a circuit, this is what it gets built into. And there's lots of weird holes in it and stuff from past projects. And so we need to plug a cable into this, first of all. And in this box is the little bits of electronics. And then on top of the box, held down with a piece of tape, is the piezo disc itself. So we're going to plug a cable into it like this, and then we can plug the other end of the cable into a synth. And what's to plug it in? Ooh, okay, I got an idea. Since this is essentially a trigger, let's plug it into the trigger input of Florian. Just like that. And now when we tap on the box, yes. Oh, it's not just as sensitive as I thought it would be. I'm tapping on the box, I get no synth, but if I tap right here directly on the piezo, we had a hold there, and now I can't reproduce it. What does that mean? I don't know. What if I push this button? If I unplug this, and do I get more? No, I just get those. Is that right? I don't think that's right, but it doesn't matter. Because, what else can we do with this? Okay, let's unplug it from the trigger, and we'll plug it into the play of Florian's sequencer. Now when I tap on the box, it should start the sequencer. Does tapping again stop it? No, I thought it did. It does not. Yeah. Okay. And that'll presumably reset as well. We'll plug the box into the reset. We'll start the sequencer, and then we'll... Yeah, so every time I tapped on the box there, it reset the sequencer. That was cool. Okay, what else can we plug it into? Oh, we can plug it into the function generator. But yeah, it won't make any sound. I'll just be able to see the LED. Let's go. Yes, it works. It triggers the function generator. Awesome. And now I gotta plug that back in. What was the thing? There it is. And what else do we got? What else do we got? The sequential switch. We'll plug it into the trigger in, and then when I hit the box, yes. That's a little oversensitive. Okay, cool. Yes. What am I going to use that for? Ooh. I don't know, but here's another idea. We can plug it into the clock divider. I'm going to plug it into the clock divider, and we're going to have to tap fast here and regularly so the clock divider thinks it sees clock. Okay, here we go. Oh my God, it works. Oh my God, it works. You can probably hear me tapping. And I'm watching the LEDs on the clock divider. The clock multiplier is working. The clock divider is working. I'm going to slow down my tapping. Oh my God, it works beautifully. How slow can I go? That's about the limit right there. Wow. Wow. What does it all mean, Tobe? It means, it means I'm awesome. What else can we clock? Oh, we can clock the random noise generator and the sample and hold, but that's not going to make any sense. Oh, but yeah, that would be cool. You know that. You know what? I just realized. Wait, what is my brain trying to tell me? What did I realize? Have I realized what I've realized yet? Okay. The clock for the sample and hold is really just sort of a trigger to tell it to sample, right? This has potential. So I can sample some random voltage just by tapping the thingy. Okay, that'll work. There isn't really a good way for me to demonstrate that for you right now, so think of something to... Yes, yes, the sequencer clocks. If I plug this into here, wait, that's the output. What am I trying to do here? No, right, no. We go into master clock, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm plugging this into the clock of Florian, and now I'm going to tap on the box to be the clock that drives the sequencer, or sequencers plural, because Florian is then chained to my sequencer. That is ready to go. Okay, so tap and tap fast. Oh, wait. We gotta hit play and now tap fast. Okay, and it's running slowly because I can't tap fast enough. If I remember correctly, I think Florian is 2 pulses per... Wait, is it eighth note or quarter note? I thought it was PPQ. I thought it was... Is it 2 PPQ or 4 PPQ? So I can only tap so fast. And so that's not... Wait, we might be able to... Yeah. I can only tap that fast, which is coming up as 40 BPM in the sequencer. And the sequencer is div 2 from Florian. Yeah, so Florian's looking for 4 PPQ. So, yeah, that's basically... Wait, no. Yeah, regardless, I can't tap fast enough to, you know, make the thing go as fast as it wants to go. And that should sound familiar to you. Because that's the thing that we've... Oops. Stop. I unplugged the clock. That's the thing we've been working on forever. The funny, goofy, mazingany thing that we've been doing. You know, this thing. And so, I gotta do it again. I'm plugging the box back in, and we're gonna tap it and see if we can make it go. I'm up to 46. I can only tap fast enough. All right, let's plug the... do we need to plug that back in? Why are we doing this? I don't know. Hit this instead. So this, it kind of begs the question, what are we going to do with this magic box? Well, this is, of course, a test of building sensors for my potential robot pen. And this isn't as sensitive as it should be. So obviously I need to, what do I need to do? I don't think I need to change the electronics. I think I just need larger piezos. So I'm going to have to order some larger piezos from that place, which is good because I also want, oh no, that's a different place. I also need to buy some of those mini clips, those clips for... like multimeter probes. I actually don't have any of those. I just have regular needle probes, and that's really a pain in the ass when you're trying to measure little tiny component things on boards and stuff, and that's why I need some of those little clips. And I can get a pack of 5 of those little clip probes for, I just saw something else, for like $10. What happens if, wait, what's my mind trying to tell me? My mind is trying to tell me to plug... Okay, we're going to do this. We're going to plug the box, the piezo, into the CV input of an IMO. Now, what do we have that can go into the IO? We can use... wait, can we use this? I don't have any... free oscillators. No, wait. What about the B side of the runaway oscillator? We'll plug that into there, and we're gonna need a thing, so we're just gonna borrow it from here. And oh, these cables are so tangled up that it's just some kind of joke monkey cat's cradle rat's nest. Okay, plug it in. Okay, yeah. What, 3? It's on 3. Okay, this is weird. And we're clipping. Turn that down. Basically, I've got the free-running oscillator plugged into an IMO, and then the output's going into the board, and this is being modulated by those brief pulses coming out of the piezo. So I can tap on the box, And I got the effects all the way up. Turn it down, and it sounds like this. And basically, this is a Vectrol. So, what's happening here is when I hit the box, that pulse is turning on an LED. And then that LED is shining its light into a photoresistor, which then does, what does that do? It opens up some envelope. I don't remember how the damn thing works. It doesn't even matter. So the cool thing is we get some sustain out of it because, you know, those LED, the LED that's in there doesn't turn off instantaneously. It comes on kind of fast, and then it fades out a little bit slower. So now we have that, and we can add some reverb and delay. Okay. Fun. Yee! Boy, this is getting messy over here. All these weird cables and stuff. I've got all kinds of experimental crap sitting around getting in the way of all my synth. Doot, doot, doot. Okay, so I need to, what? I need to unplug this, otherwise this is going to mess some other stuff up. And clunk. You can tell when I'm plugging stuff into parts that I've cut junk that I've made because they absolutely sound terrible. You know, when you plug patch cables into commercially made synth modules, it gives a nice satisfying clunk. But being as my panels are made out of cheap aluminum junk, it just sounds so bad. Here, listen. Ugh. 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 Here's another one. Ugh. Now here's what it sounds like when you plug it into Florian. Oh, wow. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, it's beautiful. Now my crap. Ugh. Oh, God, it sounds like somebody's strangling a cat. Oh, yeah. Quality. All right, so let's plug Mr. Fred, or whatever his name is, back into the synth trigger. Junk. And we can make it longer. Down, down. Down, down. We can make it really long. And we're really hearing two synths. We're hearing Florian and the Runaway Oscillator there. Turn him off. Just get Florian. Ooh, that got weird. What was happening? What was happening there? Nobody knows. Shorten that up. Oh, wait, and I'm running out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But now it's the end of the line for me. Yes, the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. The